Baker will face Iran's supreme leader's protege in a runoff presidential election on Friday, July 5th, after the country's interior ministry said Saturday that no candidate secured enough votes in the first round of voting. Ahmed Vedidi added that the previous round, candidates will fully comply with all the legal standards and good morals as they witness a second round of voting. Friday's vote came down to a tight race between a low-profile lawmaker, Masoud Pezeshkian, the sole moderate, in a field of four candidates, and former Revolutionary Guards member Saeed Jalili. The Interior Ministry said that neither secured the 50% plus one vote of over 25 million ballots that were cast to require them to win outright. Pezeshkian is leading with over 10 million votes ahead of Jalili with over 9.4 million votes. Rescuers were clearing debris Saturday in an attempt to find survivors of a Russian missile attack in Ukraine's Dnipro. A Russian missile strike hit a nine-story residential building in the central Ukrainian city Friday, killing at least four people and injuring 12 others. The city has been regularly targeted by missile and drone strikes since Russia launched its February 2022 invasion. Israel's military released footage on Saturday that said it was showing an airstrike on a building in Lebanon in which it said Hezbollah operatives had been identified. Hezbollah and Israel have exchanged nearly daily cross-border strikes since the Israel-Hamas war began in October of 2023. For additional stories throughout the day, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. An attacker who fired a crossbow at a police officer guarding the Israeli embassy in Belgrade was